When we are speaking about respect for the self, we want to remember this important aspect, and that is respect for your own spirit. This has been not explained well, particularly to women, because it does not mean that you do not deal with things in life as they come up. But it does mean that you become very aware of how you are interacting with yourself as you are dealing with the things that come up in life. The old patterns we are very familiar with, and that is when something is new or changing or not operating in the way that it should, the first reaction, because of the old patterning, is to turn our energy against ourselves. Sometimes we do not even realize that we are doing it. And that is perhaps the danger, that we may be in a place of uncomfortable and sometimes strong reaction to something, but it is not really a thing that has offended our spirit. It is a thing that has re-stimulated an old pattern in which you are always wrong, in which you will never have what you want and you will never get where you intended to go. And we must be careful about making that distinction. So we're going to take a moment and talk about the offenses of the spirit, which are very different than something that is upsetting, and that has perhaps caused us to turn on ourselves. That is a danger we must be careful about. Offenses to the spirit are when you are asked to do something that is directly immoral. You yourself, to do something immoral in order to get something, whether it is money or approval or whatever it is. And you know that the thing you are fixing to do is immoral. That is an offense of the spirit. When you have a number of choices and you continually choose what we are going to call the lowest one, the lowest choice, again and again and again, that is an offense to the spirit. Now, when we talk about, this is not something any of you actually suffer from, but you know people who do suffer for this. In other words, if there is your choice between an unkind word and a supportive word, and consistently someone chooses the unkind word again and again and again, that is an offense to the spirit. And that, we want you to get the feeling of this, because an offense to the spirit is a choice that you make. Now, let us put that to one side. There are some other things to be said about that. But everything else, you must be careful to look at and sort. So if you have a wound and something happens and you really feel that wound again, then there are some things to be done. That is an offense to the wound or to the ego, but that is not an offense to the spirit. And so we want to keep these things clearly separated, and sometimes that is difficult. Now, if something is happening that is rubbing and rubbing and rubbing, of course you make the choice to leave it. But understand that that is why you are leaving it. Do not confuse it with making something outside of you, giving it the power to offend your spirit, because that is a very specific and separate thing. And you all in this room have a very strong sense of it. There are things, and we have seen it with all of you, that you simply will not do. You will not do them. And there is not even a question. You do not do them because you do not wish to offend your spirit. But this other area of upset and turmoil, that is a different area. And so we want to be careful that we are making the distinction between the two. If I am working in a situation where those around me are doing wrong, then I will undoubtedly leave that situation if they are trying to pull me into it, because to behave as they are behaving would be an offense to my spirit. But I walk through the world, and all around me, many things are going on which I do not find good or clean, or what it, you have a wonderful word, righteous. You do not use it so much, but we enjoy that word. And we are walking through that every day. The fact that we walk through that simply means that we have secured our own spirits. And while we may not like how that is all going on, we know that it lives outside of us. And whatever is outside of us is not really the threat. So when you have secured your own spirit, then you are able to simply look at many things outside of yourself and say, I like that, I do not like that. That is a good thing for me, that is not so good for me. And that is a combination of you coming into balance with your ego. And by the way, we believe that a healthy ego is a good thing, not a bad thing. But we must be careful about its voice, because it should not be the primary voice in your life. And we can acknowledge when something is hurtful. And we can say, that is hurtful. And I will move away from that. Or I will do the appropriate thing, but it is not an offense to my spirit. It is something that hit my wound. And that is a very different thing. And since I am working on my wounds, sometimes I will acknowledge that hurt, but then I will make distance between what happened and what my child and what is inside of me needs from me. If someone tells you in any fashion, and you have all run into this, that you are not enough, that is not a violation of the spirit. That is something that rubs against the wound that women carry particularly. And so the first thing we want to do is remind ourselves that we are indeed enough. And when we can do that, then you will see that you are making distance between your own spirit, yourself, and whatever is going on out here with someone else. That power is a great power, because it is whatever decisions you are making them consciously. You know what you are doing. You know what is going on. You will occasionally run into those who are confused about this, and they will constantly tell you that their spirit is offended. Their spirit is offended by someone else's behavior. Their spirit is offended by something that exists in a particular system. But you see, those things are not offenses to the spirit. Actually, the only person who can offend the spirit is you. And a choice you make against what you know is your highest good. So as we sort these things out, it is not that we become numb, and it's certainly not that we become perfect, but we become safer. We become much, much safer. And that is a thing that is important for women now, because we are all growing. We are all expanding. And that means we are going to be able to safely walk through many things that are not like us at all. But then we are also more able to enjoy the things that are like us. And so this is a beautiful thing, this ability to separate one of these things from the other. When you know that it is never your job to be perfect, and it is never your job to feel perfectly. It is never your job to be completely healed. When we can put away that as an aspiration, then you are going to become powerful. Because when you are upset, you are going to know why. And you're going to be able to make a distinction between what is truly an offense to the spirit and what is something that has rubbed against a wound or made you afraid. And those things are part of our own personal healing. Now, that does not mean we have to stay in them to heal, but we want to know the difference. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And let the air around you become love, so that what you breathe in comes in as love and touches every part of your body. Allow the energy you breathe in to move into your thinking. And let that loving energy move through your body as a healing energy. Let it go any place that it needs to go. Now move into your heart center and see the flame of your own spirit burning brightly there. And know that this spirit has been with you through so many lifetimes, through so many experiences, and has become stronger and brighter and clearer. So that now when you walk in the world, it is your spirit that informs your walk. Your spirit that teaches you to be true to who you are, to what you are, and separates you from anything that might be happening in the world around you. Feel the power of that light in your life. Feel the flame of that spirit move into your solar plexus and spread, allowing that light to move away and out of your field any emotion that might have hit, that you do not wish to carry forward with you. Let it go. Let your spirit light that solar plexus. Feel a flame of that spirit move down into the second center. let the flame in the second center. Move out any shame or judgment or old patterning that prevents you from feeling whole and knowing who you are, knowing the beauty of your own spirit. And see the waterfall that cleanses anything that comes through your life and leaves you free and good and pure. Feel a flame of your spirit move down into the root. And let the flame in the root begin to displace limitations, anything that would prevent you from knowing your own life and from creating your own life. And let the root become free and grounded and yet connected to the highest part of yourself. Feel a flame from your heart move up and into your throat. And let that flame move out of your throat. Any communication that makes you less than who you are, that disrespects who you are in any way, feel all of that communication moved out of your body. Feel a flame of your spirit move up and into your third eye. And let the flame clear your third eye of anything that limits you. Let the flame make your third eye wise, your intuitive powers connected to your own heart, your own spirit. Feel a flame of your spirit come into your crown. Open the crown. And let that flame speak to your crown and give it permission to open and accept all that is good for you, all that is needed in your life, all that makes you strong and wise and good. Now with the crown open, let the golden light of the universe pour into your head, to your thoughts. Your communication center. Let that golden light flow over your back, taking away your burden, down through your arms and your hands, relieving you of anything you do not need to carry. Feel that golden light flow through your trunk, healing and lightening as it moves, down to your legs and into your feet. And into the path ahead of you, the light that fills you also lights the path that is there for you to follow. Let yourself walk on that path easily and see that it brings you to a place a place of light where a gift has been left for you. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, bring your energy back to the center of your body and begin to breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.